Another story for you now about the politics and the press. Daniel Estrin has been in Germany covering stories about refugees and immigration for The World. And the story he's about to tell involves a political party there, the Alternative for Deutschland Party, or AfD. The AfD says things like, Islam has no place in Germany. But the party didn't start out that way. That's according to its former spokesman. Daniel knows him personally because they worked together for the show.
Frank Hessenland is a reporter for German radio. I met him a few weeks ago. We were working together on stories about Germany for The World. And then one day, he told me his story. In January 2013, Frank became a founding member of a new German political party focused on economic reform, Alternative for Deutschland, AfD. He joined early on. He was party member number 66, and he was hired to be the party spokesman in Berlin. But within a few months, Frank says, he was fired. And he got a tip that party officials had his personal email account with the party under surveillance.
They would spy on me because, you know, I was the press officer. I was liberal. I was pro-gay, in favor of a colorful society. So all this wouldn't fit.
This new party changed dramatically, says Hans Kundanani, a senior fellow at the German Marshall Fund.
What began as a professor's party has turned into a far-right, almost neo-Nazi party centered on concerns around immigration and multiculturalism.
So what happened? How did Frank, a freelance cultural reporter and former Greenpeace spokesman, end up in a, quote, almost neo-Nazi party? In the beginning, AfD was focused on one issue, the European financial crisis. The party had conservative views on the economy. It opposed Germany bailing out Greece and other European countries in debt. Frank says that's why he joined. He thought the bailouts would send Germany into major debt, and the government wouldn't have the freedom to make its own decisions on the country's budget.
I thought this is endangering not only the democracy inside Europe, but also the democratic structures in Germany, and I didn't like to lose them.
Frank says the party started with about 3,000 people. Within 2 months, about 12,000 more joined. Frank says he Googled some of their names and found some of them on watch lists compiled by German anti-fascist groups. Plus, he said he started noticing that some party board members displayed an unusually deep knowledge of Nazi tank models and military maneuvers.
You feel suddenly in a conflict that your political goals are definitely legitimate, but are your friends?
Frank would be at his desk working on press releases about the Eurozone and the Greek bailout when party members would find his number online as press officer and call him about membership matters. And then the conversation would sometimes take a turn.
They would say, you know, it's not even proof that we did the Holocaust. And even, you know, maybe we did something like that in the past, but it's exaggerated and the numbers are not correct.
You got a call like this?
Of course, yeah. Every here and then, maybe every 3 weeks or 2 weeks.
These far-right party supporters had something in common with the party's founders. They were skeptical of the direction Germany and the EU were taking, but they were motivated by ultranationalism and social conservatism.
And so the liberal faction that had founded the party, they would think they could, as we say it in German, ride the tiger. But it turned out that the tiger would just throw them off.
When Frank wrote a press release saying the party welcomed same-sex marriage, a party leader declined to sign off on it. Then came the German federal election campaign in the summer of 2013.
Geben Sie Deutschland eine Alternative. Am 22. September Ihre Zweitstimme für die AfD.
At that time, left-wing critics were drawing Hitler mustaches on posters of AfD party members. Frank announced to the media that the party was liberal, not far-right, and that it would engage its critics in a dialogue. But he says AfD party officials did not agree with him. They fired him that very day. And then he said he found party officials spying on his personal party member email account. The guy who has Frank's job now at AfD in Berlin is Ronald Glaser. In an email, he said no one at the party intercepted or monitored Frank's private communication. And he denied the AfD had been taken over by, quote, extremists. He said, quote, "Once this year, we excluded someone from our ranks after he took part in an extremist demonstration, but this was a singular incident. Frank has left the party, but the party hasn't left him. Recently, another father on his kid's soccer team Googled Frank's name, found his old AFD affiliation, and then called him a Nazi to his face. And it wasn't just that guy.
Some Jewish friends, very close friends, actually would not wanting to have contact with me."
This year, the now far-right AFD party made landslide gains in German regional elections, the biggest victory of the far-right in Germany since World War II. The party has sharply criticized the large numbers of migrants and refugees arriving in Germany. Those immigration concerns have made it to Britain. There, they helped tip Britain's vote to leave the European Union.
This is going to change the whole atmosphere in Europe. This is my deep concern.
Another ex-party official who left Germany's AfD put it this way: "We have created a real monster." For the world, Daniel Estrin, Berlin.